جناب زینب سلام اللہ علیہا. جناب زینب سلام اللہ علیہا واز دا تھرڈ چائلڈ آف امام علی علیہ السلام اینڈ جناب فاطمہ سلام اللہ علیہا. شی واز بورن ان مدینہ آن دا ففتھ آف جماد الاول 5 AH. Whenever we think of جناب زینب سلام اللہ علیہا, we think of bravery, courage, strength, patience, dedication, love, leadership, and most importantly, sacrifice. جناب زینب سلام اللہ علیہا had all these qualities and much more, and there really cannot be enough words to describe this woman's contribution to the spreading of Islam throughout the world due to her distinct and elevated character. All children are blessings for their parents. جناب زینب سلام اللہ علیہا was a special blessing for Imam Ali alayhi salam, and he named her Zainab, meaning adornment of her father. جناب زینب سلام اللہ علیہا resembled both her grandmothers. جناب خدیجہ سلام اللہ علیہا, who sacrificed all her wealth for Islam, and جناب فاطمہ بنت الاسد سلام اللہ علیہا, who brought up the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam as her own son. Virtue and greatness flowed in the veins of Janab Zainab salamullah alayha. In the pure environment that enveloped her, Janab Zainab salamullah alayha absorbed the teachings of Islam from her grandfather and after him from her father. She mastered all the precepts and teachings of Islam very quickly. She had barely attained the tender age of 7 when her beloved mother passed away. Her mother's death came soon after her grandfather passed away. Since she was very close to her mother, Janab Zainab Salamullah Alaiha was deeply saddened by her loss. Janab Zainab Salamullah Alaiha and Imam Al-Hussein Alaihi Salam had a special bond. Since she was a small baby, Imam Al-Hussein alayhi salam loved his little sister so much. This bond only grew stronger with time and lasted until she accompanied her brother to Karbala many years later. Janab Zainab Salamullah alayha had a kind heart, and she was very generous to the orphans, the poor, and the homeless. In Medina, she held classes for women, teaching them about the fundamentals of Islam as well as the tafsir of the Holy Quran. Many women attended her classes and benefited from her knowledge. She was thus given the title of Alima Ghayre Muallima, she who has knowledge without being taught by anyone. She was also named Zahida and Abida because of her great piety. A very important lesson that we learn from the life of Janab Zainab Salamullah Alaiha is patience. Real faith can never be mere empty words. It must manifest itself through patience and endurance of that which befalls an individual. And help from God must be sought through prayers and supplication. The help of Allah requires qualification, which is confirmed by two things. The first is having patience in hardships, and the second is perseverance in enduring the circumstances. When Janab Zainab Salamullah Alaiha was about 35 years, her father was martyred. 10 years later, she mourned the death of her elder brother Imam Al-Hasan Alaihi Salam. And 11 years thereafter, on the day of Ashura, she witnessed the martyrdom of Imam Al-Hussein alayhi salam, along with all the men and young boys of her family who were mercilessly killed on the plains of Karbala. The tragedy did not stop there. The enemies burnt their tents and took the ladies and Imam Al-Sajjad alayhi salam as captives from Karbala to Kufa and Kufa to Sham. Janab Zainab Salamullah Alaiha bore all this patiently. She was heard saying, I see nothing but beauty. When Janabe Zainab Salamullah Alayha was in the Darbar of Sham, she gave a very thought-provoking sermon. She said, O Yazid, by blocking all the ways for us and making us captives such that we are dragged from one place to another, do you think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken His blessings from us and has honored you instead? We must all realize it is only when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cares for us that He tests us with misfortunes and tribulations. This is how we get purified and attain closeness to Him.